grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in, man.
Sure is. National.
They're our new friends.
Just always like, just that standard as, remember when we had that reactionary style government where National basically just keeping up with their old tricks and going, we're cool as well. Check it out.
Last year.
No, just now with their new bill that they're hoping is going to get pulled and everyone's real excited about it. It was just the same shit all over again. Why didn't they just agree with the Green Bill and get on with it?
There's been a bit of talk of that. Yeah, g'day, guys.
Oh, hey, Chris. Sorry.
Hey, it's me.
National, and then they show up behind me. I just didn't know what's going on.
Bloody hell, yeah. It's got some really good things. So for those people who aren't aware, yesterday the Health Select Committee reported back on the medical cannabis bill. So that's a bit of a momentous day. And the committee was unable to reach an agreement. They do these things by consensus in the committee, and it's 4-4, so it didn't. So a lot of the media ran with the first thing that was written in the report. We couldn't reach agreement, so we don't have a recommendation.
Right.
But it's still a government bill. It's going to go forward. They have the numbers. Don't get hung up that the bill isn't going to happen. It is. But the changes that were made, some of them were pretty good, but it wasn't quite what people were hoping for, I think. They haven't widened the exemption for terminal patients to people with other severe conditions or chronic pain or whatever. They haven't allowed any form of provision for them. So they get the exemption to obtain it and to use it and possess it, but they can't get it from anyone. Or people are committing an offence if they supply it to them.
Sorry, so, that's not funny, but it's
you've
got to
laugh. Yeah, it's an anomaly, but they basically were like, it's a can of worms and it's too difficult. And it was like, wah.
Great.
But in terms of the other side of getting an industry happening, there was one key change there that I do need to note for the record, and that is that they've actually put in a bit to allow commercial licences to be issued. And this was actually missing from the bill, and it's... seems I was the only person to spot it, and I presented to the committee and said, hey, you actually haven't, you're not going to allow anything to be produced. You can do research or study under the current act, but you're prohibited from issuing a license for any other purpose.
And quite an important part of the
process. Quite an important part, yeah. There was a lot of glances and anxious kind of looks and scribbling of notes, and to their credit, it's in there now, so that's awesome.
Oh,
so,
cool.
Tick one for the cannabis industry.
Yeah.
It can actually happen now.
One worm at a time.
Well, yeah. That's right.
You got a can of worms.
You got to savor your victories, you know. Mm. We're not there yet. So now it goes back to the House, and in the second reading they go through it clause by clause, and any MP can put up amendments at that point. This is where the National Party who used the opportunity to steal a bit of thunder by launching their own bill. And it's got a lot of good things about it, and the key thing though is that they're now in support of allowing medicinal cannabis, whereas before they weren't. So that's the key thing for me is the shift. In terms of the detail of what they've done, they've actually put a huge amount of work into this bill, it seems, and good on them for doing it in secret because no one knew it was happening. And it's a 34-page bill, and it's got a lot of detail in it.
Yeah.
But it basically continues to regulate cannabis-like pharmaceuticals through MedSafe, which is actually what you already have right now.
Yeah.
So it's unclear to me how it's actually going to make the situation better in terms of getting products to market.
Yeah, because it sounds like on their model, it's just going to be really fucking expensive for anyone that wants
it. Well, we don't know. Yeah. I mean, if it has to go through MedSafe, it probably will, because if they treat it like any other...
I think Big Pharma, and it all gets entitled in that crap, and then you've got one guy that's like, oh, hey, look, I'm going to sell this pill for fucking $1 million because you need it. You
know, like Pharma Bro.
Yeah, that jerk.
Yeah.
Is that the same guy that's got that Wu-Tang record?
That guy. Yeah.
Piss off, actually.
Yeah, we don't want him. So, but on the face of it, that's kind of what their system seems to be doing. But it does make the prescription, the so-called front end, it makes that easier. The doctor can issue a patient ID card. The patient then takes that card down to the pharmacy and just does their own shopping for cannabis products down at the pharmacy.
Cool.
But it's what products will actually be approved. And as I say, if it continues to go through MedSafe, then it won't be very many and they'll be very expensive.
Mm.
Whereas the Labor bill, the government one, that is going to happen, because remember the national one, private members bill, who knows if that will ever be drawn.
That's the thing.
Yeah, it's theoretical at the stage.
Like you're kind of talking about it, but it's like, yo, there's a process that happens here.
That's right. And this is where they get to join in. So at this next stage, when the government bill goes back to the House, this is where not only MPs can put an amendment, so this is where the National Party should be trying to get the parts of their bill incorporated into the government bill.
Okay.
But also the government, if they like those bits, if they think, oh, yeah, this is the way we should go, that can be incorporated into the bill as a supplementary order paper. And then basically you challenge the Nats to vote for it. And given it's apparently their idea, right, they would have to. So okay. They could call their bluff on it, and that could all be part of the strategy.
So it is kind of a good idea, actually, to have both bills being discussed.
They're not incompatible. Yeah, it's just that what we don't want is only the pharmaceutical MedSafe stuff. There's definitely a role for that, and for some doctors and some patients, it's exactly what they need. But we need to have a wider range of products so that we can get those prices down and make them affordable. And that's the case in every other country in the world. There aren't places that are just restricting it to pharmaceutical. They have herbal, they have, you know, supplements, they have different levels of products so that you have different price points.
It's definitely good that the opposition has sort of changed their tune and realised what the people actually want, you know?
Well, like, I mean, do you think they've been sitting on this for a long time?
We think that the last couple of months they've been working on it, but certainly got a lot of detail, and it was drafted by the Parliamentary Council Office, and somehow they kept that all a secret. So, yeah, I mean, this has been one of the interesting things about medicinal cannabis this year, is it's been under wraps, you know. We're kind of, we find out along with everyone else, you know.
It's quite interesting. This is sort of, I guess, off topic, but a couple of days ago I sent you that link.
Is it weed, John? Is it about weed?
Legalization that was getting rolled out in Canada and all the different provinces.
That's on topic,
or territories.
Mate. That's on topic. I
think I spammed you. I don't know. Don't remember really, that one. But yep.
Really interesting to see how all the different territories were had completely different approaches to how it was getting rolled out. Like,
yes.
there's obviously no model which is perfect for.
Oh, was it provinces and not states or something like that?
That's the key takeaway provinces, yeah, eh? Yeah. No, that's exactly right. In Canada, they do have a national framework for legalization, which will take effect, I think, was it 14th August or something? So that's coming up. But every province, like in that kind of system, just like in Australia and America, Switzerland, whatever, they get to have a bit of control or a bit of local tailoring. Yeah. And so, yeah, they are all different. They tend to be kind of matching it to their liquor laws. So some are 18, some are 19, some are 20, some are 21. So you have a range of ages, but that tends to be based on whatever their alcohol law is in that province. And then also some provinces, such as Ontario, their whole liquor industry goes through state control, similar to, say, like West Auckland with the trust. And cannabis is going to be the same, but they're going to have private producers and then state-run distribution and retail. Everyone's different. BC is targeting more at the craft growers and letting people get so-called micro-licenses, and that's a big part of that is letting people come into the legal industry and not locking them out of it, so that they are stuck in the black market.
Is there scope for that in the bill that's before Parliament at the moment? No.
At the moment, it doesn't change who can be in the industry in the government bill, so you would presume it would be probably closely modelled on the hemp regulations, which is the principal people, company directors and responsible people can't have relevant drug convictions or fraud or dishonesty, but you know, kind of lower workers or whatever, that's not quite so important. Everyone has to have a police check for character, all that kind of thing. But the national bill they've put forward tightens that up a bit, and it also puts a 5K exclusion zone around any production in that, and so that means nothing can happen in the towns. And while that's quite good if you think, oh, I just don't want to look at it, it actually creates all sorts of security issues with having, you know, marijuana production facilities located in the middle of nowhere. You know, GlaxoSmithKline, and they're in industrial zones. They're not in the country.
Are you talking about a heist? Potential for a heist?
Yeah, that's the biggest risk of marijuana production is robbery.
Especially if we make it really hard for most people to get it legally.
Well, yeah, the artificially inflated price encourages that kind of behaviour.
Yeah, yeah.
That's right. But certainly when you look at security plans of places overseas, the number one thing is protecting the staff, the people that work there. That's the most important thing.
Do you know of any?
I've seen Half-Baked, and a heist never really works out too good. For it's kind of,
Are there any famous heists of marijuana?
Maui Waui.
I don't know, maybe. Smuggling days, no idea.
No, I'm just thinking, you know, in the current places where it's legitimate.
Hey, is there like an Italian job?
Here's an observation for you, totally unrelated, but observation for me. There is a lot of cannabis going around that is imported from the States.
Really?
What?
In New Zealand.
Really?
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Crazy.
Just something to be aware of.
But I mean,
if you're not already.
Yeah.
I've certainly come across quite a bit in my observations.
Okay, great.
Just observing.
Cowabunga, I guess. And would a lot of that have come from the UK, being that that's the biggest?
No, they're just from like California, and package it up and send it over. Just like Amazon,
Do you think this is because the market or production is sort of, you know, at peak over there and maybe a little bit saturated, so the price is down? So
I think A, there's a glut. B, it's often easier just to find someone online and order it than it is to wander around or go to a tiny shop or something. And C, all this internet shopping and that, there's just so many packages. Yeah. It just shows it's kind of, it's not stoppable. If you can't
I read a statistic a long time ago, but most, I don't know, this is probably for sort of A-class drugs, but I think they only catch like 20% of what actually comes through. Customers.
Or they don't know, right? Yeah, because you don't know where
they're called. Exactly. That's
unless you're corrupt and letting it through and recording it all.
Exactly.
We wouldn't want to. No, we don't want to do that. So, but one last thing, a couple last things. So, one, if people want to show their support for the medical bill and for making good changes to that, there's a rally next Saturday, 4th of August, Aotea, Queen Street, opposite Aotea Square, the usual spot.
Oh, yeah, good.
So, Saturday, 4th of August, come along. It's called Pots for Patients. And you can bring a pot and bang it, or you can bring a plant pot with a plant in it or whatever. But come along. Mm-hmm. Saturday, 4th of August, 2 o'clock, Queen Street, opposite AT Square. And the other thing was the referendum popped up again and in the news. And Andrew Little was talking about that maybe they might do something novel, like have a citizens' jury to try and work out what the question should be or the timing. Or the things they're considering now, or that they're working out right now, and this is between the governing parties, Labour, New Zealand First and Greens, is what will the question be, when should it be, and should it be binding? So none of those things have been decided yet. So they're all up for grabs, and so this is the time to make contact with these MPs and give them some suggestions.
Okay, or of course, 4th of August, 2 p.m.
Yeah,
go out and meet some like-minded people.
That's the one.
Bring a pot.
Thank you very much, Chris. Nice one, John.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.